With a wingspan that can stretch 10 feet, the California condor is one of the largest birds in North America, and also one of the rarest. After the population plunged to just 22 in 1982, all were taken into captivity for safekeeping and breeding. And now every year, just a few condors are released into the wild, while several hundred humans are watching. This year, one of them was KJZZ's Stina Sieg.
It would usually be easy to miss the dirt road jutting north from a tiny highway near the Arizona-Utah border. But not this morning, with a long line of cars rumbling toward lonely, rosy cliffs and the encampment forming under them.
This is phenomenal. I think there are more vehicles here than we had people in some of the early releases.
Chris Parrish is with the Peregrine Fund, which has been reintroducing condors to Arizona for more than 20 years, with the help of various organizations and state and federal agencies. Today, more than 750 condor groupies are here, with their folding chairs and binoculars, umbrellas, and dogs. And they're taking turns squinting through high-powered spotting scopes.
Oh my God. This is bananas.
Brigitte LeVay is looking toward the top of the Vermilion Cliffs at a pen housing four young, soon-to-be-released birds. A few older condors, released years ago, are nearby. Some are circling and others are sitting on rocks, unfurling their big black wings, oblivious to their fan club.
This is really, really, really special. I've been trying so hard all season to see a damn condor, and I'm finally here and I'm so excited about it.
LeVay is on the verge of tears, even though she and the rest of the group are a half mile away and 1,000 feet below the birds. Seeing them so free feels liberating, she says, like that time she saw salmon swimming upstream. It's easy to forget she's talking about scavengers that even fans sometimes call ugly, with their naked pink necks and intimidating beaks. But when Leanne Makeda sees them through a scope, she agrees with another word that wildlife managers use, charismatic.
Oh my God, how could they not be? It's like you look at those wings up there and you look at those heads and how they soar. How could you not think that they're charismatic? They're gorgeous.
And Worth, her 7-hour drive from Grand Junction, Colorado. Others are here from Flagstaff and Tucson, Camp Verde and St. George. And they're all waiting for something that could last 2 minutes or all day. When the pen is opened for the first time, you never know how long the condors will wait to take their first free flight high over the desert.
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's open them up.
It takes a biologist a few moments to open the pen's door, and then a burst.
Oh,
oh my God.
Holy cow, it never happens this fast, so this is awesome.
Three condors fly out almost immediately, leaving just one in the pen. It's instant, elating gratification. And for Ron Brown, a park ranger at the Grand Canyon, it's deeply personal.
I was in the hospital 3 weeks ago with a pretty major heart attack. This is my first big thing, was to come here, because I knew that this just makes you feel alive.
His late wife, Pat, thought so too. They traveled to this release for years and even came in 2014 after she got sick. Pat probably didn't weigh 100 pounds, Brown says, but he has beautiful pictures of her from that day.
Just glowing. You know, you would have thought she was her old self again.
Brown says these birds and the effort to save them have that effect on people.
This kind of thing is human beings trying our best to say, together we can do this.
Soon, the fourth and final condor flies free, bringing the local population to 89. Thanks to interventions like this one, there are now nearly 500 California condors in the wild. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from the Vermilion Cliffs.